Commentator David Greenberger tries to enter the minds of other people. He collects stories, mostly from older Americans, and retells them. When he was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, not long ago, he listened to Gene Weaver tell a story about musical aspirations.
My wife took a job with a piano company downtown, and we took a notion to get an electronic organ. So we got a discount because she worked there, and we had a little theater organ sent out. It was a small organ, one of those horseshoe-shaped organs. It had the foot pedals, but it didn't have too many. I don't know enough about music to talk about it, but there was a few pedals down there, not too many. She took five or six lessons, just enough to get her started. She would come home and tell me what she learned. Well, I got ahead of her. I had sort of a natural rhythm, but it wasn't enough to make me get into music. But anyway, we started practicing on that organ, and I told my wife, I said, "This practicing is work. When I get to the place where I can play 12 pieces, that's as far as I'm going to go." I got close to that, but I never could remember it, and I couldn't read it much either. Anyway, I could make a little sound, and you could tell about what it was, and she did the same thing, except I could use the foot pedals. She never could get to the place where she could use her feet. With her hand on the upper manual and one on the lower manual and her foot on the pedals too, it was all too much for her to do at the same time.
David Greenberger with a story told to him by Gene Weaver of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Music by Shaking Ray Levis.